When the drinks arrived, the stranger did something that he wanted nobody to see except me. He mixed his hot rum and water, not with a spoon, but with a file, which he put back in his pocket when he had finished. As soon as I saw the file, I knew it was the one I had stolen from Joe. When I knew that this man knew my convict, I stared at him in horror. The men continued their conversation in a friendly way, until Joe stood up to leave and took my hand.
"Wait a moment," said the stranger. "I'd like to give the boy something."
And wrapping a coin in some old paper from his pocket, handed it to me.
"That's yours," he told me, giving me a look full of meaning.
"Thank you, sir," I said, still staring at him. Together, Joe and I walked home, Joe with his mouth open all the way, so that my sister would not notice the smell of rum on his breath. But when we arrived home, we found the stranger had given me 2-pound notes as well as the coin. My sister thought it must have been a mistake, and kept the pound notes in case he came back for them. But I knew they came from my convict, and I felt that having criminal friends made me more common than ever. The next time I went to Miss Havisham's, I was shown into a different room to wait. Several ladies and gentlemen, relations of hers, were there. They all turned and looked at me in disgust when I was the first to be called by Estella. As Estella was leading me along the dark passages, she stopped suddenly and put her face close to mine.